The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Tumultuous tribulations we're going through, and it's not even close to being pedal to the metal yet. They're going to lay it on us big time. Today, it was announced by the Trilateral Commission, one of the primary appendages of the globalists, the New World Order, that today, this year, since January 1st, 2023, is year one of the New World Global Order. Okay? All right. Well, I don't think that surprises a lot of you. You're very sharp people, you know. The Federal Reserve announced today its first big step toward a digital dollar, which we knew and know is coming, as is the total social credit scoring. That template will be laid right over everything they do here. You watch. They're going to monitor us, cradle of the grave, however many of us are left, and it'll be Plantation Planet. That's what they're doing. A couple other things real quick. They're trying to bail out First Republic, the bank. They pumped in $30 billion. And the people who invest in that bank, the shareholders and stockholders and would-be shareholders, didn't even blink. The shock of what's happened, the stocks just continue to go down. So it didn't work. $30 billion did not turn around the fall of First Republic. So it gets funnier. Now, we have, later on tonight, we're going to do an hour from Donetsk in free Ukraine in the east in the Donbass, so don't miss that. But the most important thing here is that Russia is now preparing for total war with NATO. Moscow is ringed with S-400s. The shelters have been being stocked for the last several months now. The International Criminal Court today issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin, claiming that he has committed crimes against humanity. It's black, it's white, up is down. It's all ass backwards, of course. This whole thing, this hate Russia thing, has been a despicable success with too many otherwise reasonably intelligent brains. It's hard to figure this out. But when you repeat something over and over again on the mainstream media, the sheep begin to look up and pay attention and accept. Now, to top off this little brief monologue, a 220-foot or more asteroid is targeting Earth right now. It's due to either hit us or go right past us in between Earth and the Moon on March 25th. The Jet Propulsion Laboratory has been watching this for a long time. It's called an NEO, or a near-Earth object, and it is coming our way. Will it hit? Could it hit? The answer is yes. Does JPL know precisely where it's going to go? I will bet they do. They stopped all information on this for a period of 2 weeks. I think they, what was it, March 3rd or something? I don't know, the last data. I'm going to have a video up at the top of the homepage about this. Somebody named James Kaufman, who has been following these things for years and years, is very good, and they put out a video on it, so I'll have that up at the top of headlines, just to top off the day's good news. Now, we get to spend some time this first hour with Father Paul Kramer, who got up early again in the UK. Thank you, Father Kramer. I don't even want to give your address away, so to speak, so I just call it the UK. However you want to refer to where you're hailing from is your business. So welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back, Jeff. And I'm in Ireland, and so I wish a happy St. Patrick's Day to all of the listeners.
And, thank you. Did you happen to see my homepage? I put up a big graphic of our guest last night, an Irishman, Harry Cooper, and I connected up to it. In fact, I'll just play it. I'll play it. That's why not? Thank you for that. Can you hold on another 2 minutes while I play this little? I think you'll like it. Hold on. This is for all our Irish listeners. And that includes me, actually. I'm half Irish. So let me get this queued up. All right. Here we go. Now, there's going to be a commercial, so I got to turn this down for a sec. And here we go. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But when ye come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead as dead I well may be, ye'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say, sleep in peace until you come to me.
Well, if that doesn't get you, nothing will. That was voted in a worldwide vote, the best recording ever made of Danny Boy. That's Mario Lanza. Never hear it better than that. Okay, Father Kramer, let's go.
Well, as you mentioned, the New World Order, it's being inaugurated, and that is a very bad omen as to what is going to be happening to us soon in this world, because it is not just an empty announcement as if we're going to get on with business as usual in the New World Order. The New World Order to come into being requires the Great Reset. And for the Great Reset, it will be order from chaos. And they will create chaos.
That's what they're doing right now, and with absolute total control and effect. They know what they're doing. They own the show. You're right. Chaos. And just for example, if that meteor hits us, imagine the chaos from that. Imagine the chaos of a war in Europe. NATO, remember, don't forget, we're members of NATO. We're pulling NATO's strings, so we're not out of the firing line at all. This thing is all being staged perfectly to fit their whims. And it kind of makes me sick to see it. It does make me sick to see it. Anyhow, go ahead, please. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It is so well planned in every aspect. It is incredible. I remember in 2009, early in the year, after the financial crisis of 2008, I was watching BBC television, and there was an interview, a live interview with Mervyn King, the governor at the time of the Bank of England. And the economy seemed to be improving at the time. The financial situation, the situation of the bank seemed to be improving. And the interviewer asked, is there light at the end of the tunnel? Do we see the end of this crisis coming this year? And he said, Mervyn King's answer shows you how much they know in advance. He said, not only do we not see the end of it, we haven't even seen the beginning.
And when did he say this, Father Kramer? Approximately? How long ago?
That was like February or so of 2009. It was early in 2009.
Okay.
So they know something that most people don't know. That was a trial run. That financial crisis was a trial run. And now we see banks are starting to fail. There's a Swiss bank now is under scrutiny. Some American banks are in trouble.
Well, that would be Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse is in big trouble.
Yes.
And
yes.
UBC is trying to buy the still warm corpse of Credit Suisse. And I don't know if you saw the picture of, I guess he's the director of Credit Suisse. The guy's a tranny. He dresses like women some days and like men. This woke stuff is everywhere. I don't know how it's spread so far so fast. The director of Credit Suisse is a tran. It's incredible. Anyway, go ahead.
There are many prophecies that foretell of the financial and economic total collapse that's going to take place in the world. Specifically, it will lead to civil war in France, and we see massive protests taking place in France already. Now, in the early 19th century, there was a woman who was illiterate. Her name was Madeleine Corsat. She was hired as a washerwoman for the Sisters of Charity. I think that was the order she was working for. She was not a nun herself. She was just a hired worker. She did laundry and cleaned the floors and things like that. And she had no education, whatever. She was illiterate. But she was a pious soul who received the prophetic gift. And she foretold of the day that will come when the massive global financial economic collapse. And this totally illiterate woman used terminology in her prophecies, the kind of vocabulary that you would read in the Financial Times. In fact, I noticed when I was reading the Financial Times, the terms being used there were what she was using in her prophecies. That would be the cause of the financial collapse. She likened it to a wagon where the axles come out of the wheels. That's how the economy is going to collapse, like when the axles just come out of the wheels. And it will be because of lack of confidence. Yeah. I remember in the financial crisis back in 2008, I was living in London at the time, so I was reading the Financial Times often. And I saw that the lack of confidence was there causing the collapse of so many banks. And she foretold this sometime around, what was it, around 1835 or so. I don't remember. I'm not sure of the date anymore. It's been a while since I have read the prophecy. But her name was Madeleine Porsat, P-O-R-S-A-T. And that is what she foretold. And there are many prophecies foretelling the same thing. In the Message of Fatima, one of the three children, her name was Jacinta. She saw starving people in the streets without food. And This is what the financial collapse is going to lead to when people from the World Economic Forum, like Klaus Schwab himself, has said that the supply chain will be broken. Well, when the supply chains are broken, when the supplies are not going to reach their destination and the food is not going to get into the supermarkets, people are going to be starving. And this is going to be global. So that's one aspect of what's happening. There's going to be a massive financial collapse. And this is exactly what they called for in order to have the Great Reset, to institute the universal basic income, which you will be given on the condition, of course, that you totally renounce the ownership of any property.
You will own nothing and you will be happy. Remember those words.
It is all perfectly planned. They have to create. They have to collapse the economy in order to create the crisis, in order to propose a solution, and that people will accept the solution out of desperation. Another thing they have planned. I was reading the other day about one of the British cabinet ministers. His email, in one of his emails that was leaked, he asked a question about, is it time for us to release the next variant of COVID into the environment? Now, this doesn't surprise me. There are these feeble attempts of the media, the controlled media, to make it look like there was an outbreak of a virus that happened when some animal was infected by a virus that infects bats in the mountains of China.
Of course, yeah.
And someone sent me an email that says that there's now evidence that there were dogs at the Wuhan market that were infected, that were responsible for this outbreak. Now, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like I said before, on the time that we were cut off, as I recall.
Yeah.
What happened was, before the outbreak, they had meetings. They had a meeting in Berlin in May of 2018. They had meetings in 2017. meeting again in October of 2019. In these meetings that they had, they announced in advance it will be a coronavirus. It will come from a landlocked region, a landlocked place in the mountains. A coronavirus, a respiratory infection.
Mm-hmm.
And then in October of 2019, Fauci announces that this outbreak is imminent. Now, in 2017, in 2016, or before Donald Trump became president, Fauci has said in the next administration, there's going to be a surprise outbreak. Now, the mathematical probability of this particular kind of virus jumping from bats to another animal, then to humans, is infinitesimal. It's so infinitesimal that no one could possibly predict it. The time and the place and exactly what kind of infection it will be. Yet they predicted exactly the time, the time frame, the type of infection it would be, and the geographical location of where it would break out.
Is there anything in the literature of the church or anywhere else that addresses the long-held concept that they, the evil ones, have to tell us in advance what they're going to do to us, and then they're somehow absolved by whatever realm of evil they live in? Anything about that, if you've ever run into, they have to tell us in advance, and then they're okay. It's like the Kol Nidre prayer that the Jewish faith offers its people. If you recite the Kol Nidre, you're forgiven for every sin you commit in the coming year. You get a ticket to ride for the coming year. Just recite the prayer and you're safe. So anything to that about telling us in advance?
It is more of a compulsion that they have. It's part of the mindset. These people are sectarians. They have a worldview which is it has its own metaphysical characteristics to their worldview, and that's and that ties in with that compulsion that they have to tell you in advance. It is something of the arrogance of these people that they think they think that they are superior beings, that we're all useless eaters, and that they are super rich because they're superior beings. Now, I happen to agree with W.C. Fields on one point, which is the difference between a rich man and a poor man. What is a rich man? Well, Mr. Fields said it quite accurately. He said, a rich man is a poor man with money.
Huh. That's right. That's a brilliant line. Yeah. We need people like that now to remember how to laugh and to see things as they really are. George Carlin, go back to W.C. Fields. That's wonderful. Whatever. It's true. It's true.
They are genetically the same as we are. There's no difference. There is no master race, no superior race. That is a messianic idea that has been perverted by this kind of a sect for Freemasonry and what is above Freemasonry, what controls Freemasonry. And they have this idea of creating superhuman beings, as if man can achieve divinity, godhood. And this is something we see already in the scripture, in the book of Genesis. They would build the tower that would reach up to heaven, that that man would transcend himself and become godlike. And before it could be finished, before that work could be finished, God destroys it. So what is in the message of Fatima is already contained. As Cardinal Ratzinger, the future Pope Benedict XVI, said, what's in the third secret of Fatima is corresponds to what's already revealed in Scripture. And that one image of the Tower of Babel, if we understand the symbolism of Scripture, and to understand the symbolism of the Scripture, we have to understand the symbolism used in the ancient cultures and in the mythology of the ancient cultures, and that all, it's like reading ancient hieroglyphics. When you understand the history and the culture of the period, you understand their hieroglyphics, or you understand their symbolism, which is, as I would call it, a verbal hieroglyphic. And that image tells us exactly what will be, in the end, God will destroy their designs. The New World Order will be allowed to come into being so briefly that at the moment that they will be celebrating their final victory, that's the moment when destruction will come upon them. And that's the image we see also prophetically in the book of Daniel. We see this in so many places. As it's written in the book of Proverbs, there is nothing that takes place in the world that God has not first revealed to his servants, the prophets. So if we read carefully in the Bible, we can see that all of these things have been foretold, and the outcome is certain. The outcome is infallible. And that's why I like to quote our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who always said, do not fear, because we're living in frightful times. But he foresaw all of these events, and he told us again and again, do not be afraid.
Yes, he totally correct, of course. For all of those listening right now who have made an effort and been able to, I know some people don't have the wherewithal to do it, I understand that. But for all of the people out there who have known that bad things were coming a couple, 3 years ago, and we knew even before they rolled this vaccine out that bad times were coming. For all of you who have prepared, congratulations. I think about 2 or 3% in this country have really made any reasonable effort to prepare. Maybe a little more. I don't know, but I'm guessing. To me, it seems like 2 or 3%. That's it. But whatever you've done, I think most of you now understand that feeling you have of having put things away is something that is unmatched by any other feeling. You have security. You have a chance. And that's where we are. So well done to all of you who have made the effort.
So we can expect there will be more variants of the COVID virus that will be released into the environment.
Or even another virus, the bird flu, H5N1, the bird flu, the avian flu. They're yammering about that now. They're going to do whatever it takes, as we all know. All of you listening know that they're going to do whatever it takes to advance their agenda and grind us into submission. That's their plan. Whatever it takes, how many variants it takes, how many different viruses it'll take, how many banks have to crash, they're moving forward to reformat the entire planet. And it's going to be brutal. Many people are going to die. They already have. We don't know how many, but a lot of people are gone. And if we step into a real war, a real nuclear exchange, well, don't forget about the meteor. It's going to be difficult, very difficult. All of you living in major cities, you know what's going on around you, and I'm sure many of you wish, or maybe some of you have, gotten out of them. That's not where you want to be. So we have notice. They did tell us, arrogance and all. They told us in advance. Go ahead.
The New World Order puppet, who people refer to as Pope Francis, Jorge Bergoglio, who's no yeah. more of a pope, he's no more the pope than my neighbor's dog. he is a puppet of the New World Order, and he has unhinged the national hierarchies of the Catholic Church. He has unhinged them from Catholicism, like removing a door from its hinges. That's what he's done to the churches throughout the world, the national hierarchies of churches. And Catholic people just don't understand that their church leaders have become, many of them unwittingly, have been unhinged from Roman Catholicism. Bergoglio has a different religion, and he is very stealthily instituting the religion of the New World Order, little by little, by stages. But you're going to see something that, before long, is not even going to have a remote resemblance to Christianity. And it's still going to call itself the Catholic Church. And this is what Bergoglio is doing. And as an instrument of the New World Order, it's going to be entirely in line with the policies of the New World Order, which are a privatization of all the public institutions, privatized insofar as they become under the direct or absolute control of the wealthy, of the super rich, of the super rich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The super rich will dictate through the United Nations and through the government leaders who are under their control. They will just follow orders and institute policies. You will have a social credit system, and it's because the super rich will institute the policies. The banks and the government institutions will carry this out. You will have no appeal. You think you have freedom of speech. You say one word that is critical of their regime. Your bank account is going to be switched off. You won't be able to buy anything. You won't be able to pay your rent. You won't be able to. You'll be out of your house soon, and you'll be out in the street. That's the total control they want to exert over people. And for a time, for a brief time, they will be exercising that kind of power over people. But it cannot last, and it will not last. And the divine intervention will come about. And this is in the secret of Fatima. And this is why God requested through Our Lady of Fatima that the consecration of Russia to be carried out by a true, valid Pope of the Catholic Church, not by Francis Jorge Bergoglio. But a true pope.
Father Kramer, go ahead. Finish up. I got a question. You go ahead.
Russia will be the instrument of salvation. As Malachi Martin, who read The Secret of Fatima, said, I wouldn't have picked Russia, but salvation is not coming from the West. What will bring about the salvation of the world from these terrible evils? It will come from Russia. It will come from the East, from Russia, from Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine. It is from Russia. So Ukraine will be saved from its terrible fate that is undergone at the hands of the Western NATO powers. Russia and Ukraine will be reconciled, and together, Russia and Ukraine will be the instrument of salvation also for the Western world. But right now, Russia is going to react against what has been inflicted wrongfully on Russia, and Russia is going to retaliate in a very decisive manner, and that is going to be a dreadful experience for all of us in the world.
For all of you who remember reading Edgar Cayce, about Edgar Cayce, what he said about Russia, and I believe it was in the early 30s, that one day, and this is when the Soviets were running the country, that the Zionist Bolsheviks had taken over and were killing so many people. He said, one day Russia will be the light unto the world. It will be a great Christian nation, and it is. I don't know how many churches that have been built in Russia in the last 5 or 10 years, but it's some extraordinary number of churches. They're very committed as a Christian nation state. This one has lost its way. None of our so-called Christian leaders are standing up and speaking truth to all this evil. Not over here. I don't know what it is like in Ireland, but I hear nothing. I see Russia acting in a righteous way. And this whole program of having the media in this part of the world repeating the hate Russia mantra, hate Putin, is so baseless, it's almost comical. And yet, because they own the airwaves, they do it. Poor Ukraine, taken over by the Western Zionists. I'm speaking for myself, not Father Kramer. And if you think about it carefully, this issue of using the if the army were Jewish, do you think that they would have been allowed to be sealed up in Bakhmut by the Russians? Do you think the army would have been now standing with a 275,000 dead count or maybe higher? Not a chance. You have Zionists running Ukraine. The top 5 or 6 positions are all Zionists. And they're killing off an army of goyim. These are not Jews. They're Christian Ukrainians. They are being liquidated. Part of the reason, I think, if you want to speculate, and it is speculation, is that Ukraine will be taken over, whatever's left of it, firmly and irrevocably by Zionist Bolsheviks, and the lack of a true patriotic Ukrainian military to fight them is something that they want. They are liquidating the Ukrainian army. It is said now, even by the Washington Post, that every experienced unit in the Ukrainian army has either been killed and wounded to the extent, or has been to an extent that they're no longer viable. It's gone. It's over. The Ukrainian army has been liquidated. They're sending 14, 15-year-old boys, 16-year-old boys, 40 to 60-year-old men, women. They're conscripting women to the meat grinder, and they're being destroyed. And I don't think this is some effort to really save Ukraine. I think it's a liquidation of the Ukrainian military. If you studied this in the very beginning and watched the experts, you knew what would happen. The Russians are not going to lose. It's just, it's over. Right now, it's over. They're just playing along, taking the money, looting the money, looting the donations, and destroying Ukraine. It will be a vassal state of international Zionist Bolshevism at the end, unless something really big happens and Russia takes the whole country and liberates it. That's the liberation here. It's liberating it from international Bolshevism. Go ahead, Father Kramer. I'm talking a bit much here.
Russia is not just going to take the whole country of Ukraine. Russia is going to take all of Europe.
Fine with me.
And Europe is, that's what Europe deserves, to be quite frank about it.
Well, they allowed it to happen, didn't they? Yep.
They're asking for it. That's what they're going to get. And that people have voted these governments into power, and they have the power of the vote to remove them, but they don't. They're so brainwashed that they support this absolutely these absurd policies of the anti-Russian hysteria, which reminds me of something that took place more than 100 years ago World War One, and there was just a hysteria against Germany. They wanted war with Germany, and they got it. And they, and hardly anyone expected that this would be such a dreadful war that resulted. People thought that, generally, that the war would be brief, like other European wars in recent memory before that.
Uh-huh.
They thought it would be a relatively painless operation. It would come and go, and it would be over.
Right.
But there were those who were wiser and who knew otherwise that this was going to be a dreadful war. One of those was Pope Pius X. And he made every effort possible to intervene diplomatically to prevent it from happening. But the mindset was so hysterical. Both sides wanted to go to war, and they did go to war. And we find the same situation now. It's absolutely insane, the madness of sanctions against Russia, military aid to the puppet regime in Ukraine, this anti-Russian hysteria, as if we've got to fight Russia to the death. This is, you know, whose death are we fighting? It's fighting Russia to our own death. That's what we're doing. That's what our Western governments are doing to us. They're fighting to our death. Our death as nations, as peoples. There's going to be massive death. Yes, they want a war to the death. They're going to get it. A war to their death.
Exactly
and
right.
This is all foretold in prophecy. There will be so many corpses in Europe that there will be dead bodies everywhere. And there will be times when people will think that they're the last living human being on Earth, because there'll be nothing visible from horizon to horizon, nothing but corpses. Some people will think that they're the lone survivor with the rest of the human race annihilated. People will have that impression. That's what this madness is leading to. And yet the hysteria continues. They have, like, people have no foresight. They do not understand what this is leading to. And it is in Scripture. It is in the message of Fatima, to make it more in the present context of events taking place. The more recent prophecy tells us in the context of relations between Russia and the West, that this time of destruction, foretold centuries ago in Scripture, is now about to take place, about to erupt in the world. And this, it is a punishment from God, because the human race has had nothing but contempt for the commandments of God.
Well said, and all too true. And we haven't even mentioned the simple fact that the global controllers have succeeded in injecting approximately 6 billion people on this planet with the most wicked, evil biological weapon ever turned loose on humanity that we know about in terms of mass disposition. People are dying now. They're dying like flies. They're dying all over the place. And so after the war, the conflagration, the starvation, and all that, after and under all of it will be people who have been injected and who are dying along many different pathways. These shots are so evil, as all of you regulars know. So on top of everything, we have this. This is truly a massive reset of the planet. Will they get away with it? Maybe initially. Maybe it'll look like they will. But I think Father Kramer's description of many areas of just a vast wasteland. You want to see what it's going to look like? Look at pictures of Bakhmut now. There's no reason to rebuild that. There's nothing left. It's flattened. Foundations of homes, that's all that's left. And I think that's a very apropos way to look at it. And it's true, another old axiom, the living will envy the dead. That's probably true as well. Nothing will surprise.
As I recall in the message of the Virgin Mary to Blessed Elena Aiello, her message, her prophecies are so much like what is already revealed in Fatima. The message was, much that has been built by the hands of men will be destroyed. So especially in the Northern Hemisphere, there's going to be such massive destruction that much of what has been built by the hands of men will be destroyed.
Well, the stage is set for exactly that kind of an outcome. I don't see any other way to look at it. There really is no other way. Name one thing that any of us have seen the so-called Western world do that points toward de-escalation, points toward peace in Ukraine, in Europe. These actions against Russia are nonstop. Well, Russia has allied now and is becoming very close to China. And the Chinese realize that they're being set up for a potential problem, too. So if we end up fighting a two-front war, the U.S., formerly the U.S., we're going to lose. We don't have a chance. We got no military. We have nothing. We have now the United States demanding, Father Kramer, that the LGBTQ agenda be made part of the United Nations Charter. It just gets funnier all the time. The UN is, of course, wicked and evil and will probably adopt such a platform change. But here, this whole woke thing and what they're doing to our children, they're killing our children with these injections. They're killing our children with this whole tranny thing, confusing them about their gender. And the parents are allowing it to happen. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that the median intelligence of people has been degraded immensely. This is stupidity. I mean, it shouldn't even be discussed. We shouldn't even be we shouldn't be even talking like this. But it's true. So the U.S. is now going to push the United Nations to adopt this LGBTQ thing. It just gets nuttier all the time. But it's evil nutty. There is evil, there is good, and there is a satanic move to take this planet to hell. And that's what's happening.
These cold-blooded, cynical psychopaths promote a line of propaganda which is entirely the opposite of what they actually think. This whole agenda is simply for the purpose of depopulating the earth. They don't believe in human rights. They don't believe that people have a right to sexual diversity. They don't believe any of that nonsense. They believe only one thing: depopulate the earth. It's like that movie Independence Day, when the aliens invaded, and the president of the United States asked the leader of the aliens, "What do you want us to do?" And the alien leader said, "Die." That's what they want. That's what this is all about. The injections. When you consider that drugs, after 50 adverse events or so, were recalled because they were considered unfit for being prescribed for human use, because they're not considered safe after something like 50 serious adverse events. That whole policy has been scrapped. There is massive death being taking place now because of these bioweapon injections, wrongly referred to as vaccines. Now, in the old days, because they had such standards in place that the drugs were recalled after a small number of deaths would take place, hardly anyone would ever know a person who died or suffered some irreversible consequence from drugs. You read about them, and it'd be rather rare. But they keep now in the media. They keep telling us over and over again, repeating this mantra. But these adverse reactions are very rare. No, they're not very rare. I know personally too many people who have had close relatives or friends who have died or who have been seriously injured almost immediately after having these injections. I've never seen this before in all my life. I have never known personally so many people who have had close friends and relatives who died or suffered serious injury. From any drug. It's massive. It's massive.
And it's a biological weapon. It is a weapon designed. It's doing exactly what it was designed and built to do. That's why. You're right. No, it's unprecedented.
I heard the day it was related to me by people who work in hospitals, who reported so many people coming with adverse events, going to the emergency department of the hospitals, and they're being treated like it's all in your mind, like they need a psychiatric evaluation or something like that. Or it's some strange condition. They have no idea why the person's being affected by by this condition. They can't connect in their mind that it has anything to do with the bioweapon. But of course, there is a reason why. The reason why is that the liability is accepted by the governments. That the manufacturers cannot be sued. And so the liability is on the governments who have purchased these bioweapons to be injected into their population. So they have a vested interest in saying that it can't possibly be the so-called vaccine. That cannot possibly be what's causing these reactions. So if somebody dies 24 hours or 12 hours or 2 weeks or 1 week after the injection, young, healthy person. Oh, it can't possibly be that injection. No, it has to be. We don't know what causes it, but it can't possibly be that.
Well, the medical professionals, tragically, have sold out. Over a year ago, one-third of them quit rather than be subjected to the mandate to take this deadly shot. The one-third that left is probably alive and happy. They chose not to. Anti-vax all the way. So most of the people you're going to see in the professional health community here in the U.S. now have been injected, many of them multiple times. So you're going to see dying people to help you. It's kind of a strange turnaround, but that's a fact. I didn't make it up. Father Kramer, thank you very much. Go ahead, finish. Yeah, go ahead.
Although they're living in denial, we're also seeing dying doctors.
Yeah, lots. Yep. And nurses, and all the health professionals that had to take the shots. A lot of Filipinos are coming over here now to work in hospitals as nurses. They've all been shot up, and they're dying. Philippines has the highest death rate, excess death rate, in the world. It's all from the injections. That's what happened. Their cemeteries are just booming with new graves now over there. Anyway, thank you, Father Kramer. Go ahead, finish your last thought, please.
I have a Filipino friend who has a cousin in the Philippines. She is a nurse, and she took the vaccine, the so-called vaccine. Half of her body paralyzed.
There it is. This is yet another example. Father Kramer, thank you very much. Hope to talk to you maybe in a couple weeks. We'll stay in touch. Wonderful presentation. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.